With a brilliant sun and turquoise sea, friendly people, tropical wildlife, and the largest coral reef in the Western Hemisphere, Cancun, Mexico was the gracious host of the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference. With dedication and cooperation, distinguished COP16 delegates from over 190 nations worked toward reaching a hopeful accord on ways to mitigate urgent climate change.
Livestock production is a very major contribution to greenhouse gas emissions.
In the midst of this two-week summit, a special event on December 5th held at the leading eco-friendly Fairmont Mayakoba Resort Hotel welcomed international dignitaries to join in highlighting the foremost solution to global warming as it celebrated exemplary champions of the planet. Co-hosted by the mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, the Greenest Heroes Gala opened with vital messages shared by the esteemed 44th Costa Rican President, Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, and the 7th President of Ireland, Mary Robinson. Gracing this meaningful celebration was special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who was personally attending the COP16 summit at the invitation of the Mexican government, meeting with conference delegates and journalists in support of their noble efforts to protect the planet.
During the gala's multi-course vegan banquet, gifted performances unfolded, including songs inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry that were presented by celebrated artists. These included soprano Lynn Winterstella, accompanied by two-time Grammy Oscar-winning composer David Shire on the piano, legendary Beach Boys founding member Al Jardine, Tony Award-winning vocalist Melba Moore, with songs by two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, acclaimed soprano Kerry Walsh, award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Philippa Giordano, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, who has sold over 75 million albums, as well as beautifully attired traditional Mexican dancers and musicians, and vibrant international dances performed by our association members.
The Greenest Heroes Gala was a tribute to all earth protectors who participate in and promote the compassionate plant-based lifestyle for a more healthful and peaceful world. For their outstanding representation, 8 people were specially honored by Supreme Master Qinghai, Ultraman World Championship athlete and attorney Rich Roll, internationally renowned communication coach Richard Green, best-selling author and speaker Dr. Will Tuttle, 3-time Emmy award-winning filmmaker Carrie Brown, soprano Kerry Walsh, accomplished film producer and former Warner Brothers executive Julie Bergman Senger, and the gala's 2 Masters of Ceremonies, Emmy award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and actress Mariana Tosca.
The evening also featured the premiere of the book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way's the Answer, a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's messages on the environment, along with the debut of Birds of Paradise, a feature animation based on Supreme Master Qinghai's #1 international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
In addition to live coverage, numerous print, radio and television media reported on the events, highlighting its key themes of veganism and sustainability for an even wider audience. During the gala, Supreme Master Qinghai delivered an elevating speech in which he urged all leaders to adopt benevolent, life-saving policies. She also revealed certain spiritual information for the first time as part of a vital message for all to make wise choices that determine the future of our precious planet.
We can save all that we wanted to save because we have the power.
We now invite you to watch part 4 of the 10-part series rebroadcast of the grand live event, the Greenest Heroes Gala.
Where great strides to climate change have already been made.
This is something in which we have to exercise personal leadership and personal commitment. Your being here tonight, your activity, su liderazgo, suprema maestra, are already a fine example of that leadership and of stepping forward.
Esta noche es una noche excepcional, una noche de luces, una noche en que la Maestra Suprema Xinhai nos ilumina con su presencia y nos motiva con su sabiduría.
So here in COP16, I think we have a chance to really change attitudes, change behavior, and have an outcome which will bring forward this whole debate on climate change.
Having met you personally, I know that you're very shy and very humble about your poetry. So I would like you to know how very, very grateful we are that your profound poems can be offered to the public at large through songs like this. Is Ms. Carrie Walsh. She's an internationally respected soprano whose wide range of musical talents encompasses a wide range of styles. She trained at the Juilliard School in New York, and her voice has been highly praised by admirers with words such as glamorous, rapturous, and meltingly beautiful, which is interestingly the same words that I use to describe Lionel. She excels in lyric soprano and dramatic coloratura with a repertoire that ranges from early through modern music, theater, chamber music, as well as romantic opera.
Noted for her wonderful grace and her charm on screen as well as on stage, Carrie has also been an actress in theater, television, film. She can sing in over 20 languages, which is quite an accomplishment. And these include Japanese, Ethiopian, Balinese, and Arabic. With a seemingly endless variety and reserve of musical abilities, Carrie is also a very talented flutist. Tonight she'll be performing Habanera from Bizet's wonderful opera, Carmen. Ladies and gentlemen, please warmly welcome Miss Carrie Walsh.
I just wanted to say a little word about this song. I was trying to decide what I would bring to this wonderful occasion, and I thought, what more appropriate than a song about love? Because everywhere Supreme Master is, there is so much love surrounding the occasion and everyone there, and you will hear amour, amour, amour over and over and over again in this song, very famous song about love.
Il me plaît. сама, si scelta procur da tua. Si tu ne m'aimes pas, si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime. Et si je t'aime, si je t'aime, prends garde à toi. Je t'aime, et si je t'aime, si je t'aime, regarde-toi. Oh, ce que tu croyais surprendre, battir les leçons, voilà. Tu peux l'entendre, tu ne l'entends plus, il est là. Tout autour de toi, vite, vite, il vient, s'en va. Et s'il revient, tu crois il t'évite, tu crois l'éviter, il te tient. Là. Je ne me prends garde à toi. Si tu ne m'aimes pas, si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime. Et si je t'aime, si je t'aime, prends garde à toi.
That song, it's always so much fun. I don't know, I've sung it a million times, but it's just always a blast. Yeah. I just wanted to say again, this is such an honor and such a thrill to be here. I've had the privilege and the pleasure to be acquainted with Supreme Master for 12 years, and I can't say too much because I get very emotional, but I hope everyone is having a wonderful time. It's just magical. I feel the energy in the air, and I'm so honored. And this song I sang from all the love in my heart to Supreme Master.
Brava,
brava, Karen.
Thank you so much.
That's gorgeous. What a voice. Huh? I wish I had a voice like that.
There is a reason why we're all here.
There's a very good reason why we're all here. And that is obviously a concern for the world in which we live. Both Mariana and I are vegans. And maybe you want to tell the folks in the room as well as me, because I don't know, what made you become a vegetarian? What made you adopt this lifestyle?
Well, I had grown up vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian since I was 4 years old. And that actually happened one evening when my family and I were in our car driving down a freeway, and next to us was one of those very long trucks with these slats on the side. And I looked over and I locked eyes with a cow who was staring at me. And these eyes were just so soulful to me. I knew that there was sadness behind there. And I asked my dad, I said, where are they going? And he very unceremoniously turned to me and said, oh, they're going to be dinner. And at that age, I knew instantly that I didn't want any part of that. There was an energy to it that I didn't want it to be a part of.
How old were you then?
I was 4 or 5 years old at that point.
And that was the last time that I ate anything that had eyes and possessed a soul in the way that I sensed it did. And about 7 years ago, I visited an animal sanctuary, a farm animal sanctuary, and was schooled about what really happens on farms in terms of egg production and milk production. I didn't realize that the process of deriving milk from cows entailed keeping them
very
in a constant
cruel.
State that was very
cruel. I also
cruel.
Did not know.
And then the babies that were born were put into the whole cycle of production. And at that point, that's all I needed to know, and I went vegan instantly. I haven't felt like I've been in a deficit for it. So,
you're still beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, I became vegetarian about, must be at least 45 years ago now. I was working on a film, and we were working on a soundstage, and during the break, the lunch break, the crew decided, well, let's go up the road, and the closest restaurant was a steakhouse. And we had been up there a number of times, and so we decided to go up there again, and we sat down, and on the crew there was a vegetarian, and I ordered the usual hamburger and salad, and he stopped me and he said, have you ever thought about what you're eating? And I said, yes, and he said, no, but really thought about it. You know that you're taking an animal's life. And it instantly clicked with me that there's something wrong with this.
So I come to it as well, as Mariana did, from, I guess from the moral standpoint. It really bugged me. It played on my mind for a long, long time until I gained enough conviction to take up this lifestyle. And of course, ever since then, one realizes that this does make an enormous difference, not only to your health, but to the planet. And I think an occasion like this, COP16, is a great opportunity to recognize that it's not only about what you put on your gas tank, but what you put on your plate is what is so important. So, with that in mind...
Very well said. Very well said. Thank you.
And now, we have a beautiful traditional Mexican dance titled Son de la Negra, performed by the Ballet Folklorico de Cancun.
Yeah, Mexicans, the great.
Bocas de papel volando, negrita de mis pesares. Bocas de papel volando y a todo diles que sí. Pero no le digas cuando así me dijiste a mí. Por eso vivo penado. Thank you.
México.
Viva, viva Mexico. That was fantastic.
Yes.
It makes me want to go out and take dancing lessons, doesn't it? I think I could do that.
I know.
Not with this dress, but come up here and dance with me.
It's very contagious, huh? When we saw something like this, we want to do the same.
The riches of our planet doesn't only consist of the environment and so on, but people as well. People are what make the world so amazing, so wonderfully spectrumed and colorful and incredibly diverse. And so when you come to an opportunity like this and listen to a group like that, you hear all this wonderful cultural richness that we have at our disposal. It's a real treat. So thank you all again very much for that.
Yeah. Viva Cancun. Viva Mexico. Mexico Premier.
I've had a spectacular time. This has been so much fun. I can't even believe it. Magical from when we arrived and the buzz was flying around and we were all sort of giddy and giggling. We were so excited and it was just one amazing performance and we all support each other and admire each other and we're all honored to be here and it's just wonderful. I think we're very fortunate with all the resources we have and we don't realize how much gratitude we should have and how much blessing there is all around us for every tiny little thing. Everything blesses us, and that's why we need to be respectful of all the beings around us, our fellow humans and our fellow creatures and the earth itself. And I'm very happy to hear heard, and I want to try to help get all these messages across as much as I can.
特别是要劳工众每一个老百姓意识到我们这个地球呢是确确实实需要我们来精心的保护的。我觉得特别棒的那些人那么多人呢，他们提倡的一个主张就是这个要吃素是吧，要吃这个蔬菜而不要去杀生，不要去。我觉得这是一个对我来说是一个非常新的理念，因为我过去在这方面关注不是很多的，但是今天听到了他们一些人演讲也好，看到那么多人以他们自身的这个行为去做，就是说不要去消耗这个动物的这个什么，
而要吃这个植物性的，我觉得这个理念非常先进。那么这也就是其中的一部分，我觉得唤醒我们老百姓的一个非常重要的方面。
那你会不会就是说在你媒体在这个您的工作上面会多增加这一方面的素食或者说素食的这些报道？
对，会的。我因为实际上也在做媒体过程当中也会有一些这方面的接触啊，周围的有一些朋友 也会就是说有些人要开始吃素食什么的，我是非常推崇这个工作的，也赞扬这样的工作。
I think it's really needed to come back to the roots, and those roots to me represent in a wider sense being in touch and aligned and in harmony with nature, and that means having a good diet that really supports the entire planet and ecology, and that does not include at all eating animals. Definitely, there's more than enough in the world to supply everybody without having to eat any animals.
It was a very nice meeting, a very good organization, a very good quality of artists. I liked everything. I think that this is a very important message that the master is making.
Would you consider going vegan or moving towards more vegetarian diet?
Sure, I will start tomorrow to change it.
Please help. Everybody meditate. Vegan, please help, okay? Not just help yourself. Help the world.
I'm going vegan right now.
Buen hero.
我觉得刚刚开始接触，但是给我的印象我觉得是非常好的。前几天我已经接到了你们那个宣传的东西材料也好，我也在开始读，我觉得这个是非常非常好的一个理念，对于我们这个保护这个地球，保护这个人类的这个文明，我觉得都是非常重要的一些方面。我就觉得我是非常尊重他的，我是觉得他这个理念呢可以继续的去发扬光大，我想会有越来越多的人会接受这个理念。
I would like to really thank Supreme Master for her work to the world and to uplift humanity and to uplift consciousness. And I would love to be able to contribute to her work and message in whatever way possible at any point.
What would you like to say to our viewers tonight? Any message from you?
Well, for me personally, just to follow your heart and try to be a better person in whatever way you can. AndWatch Supreme Master TV because there's a lot of very, very interesting and inspiring programs on there that people have no idea, and you can learn all kinds of interesting things. And of course, be Veg Go Green to save the planet.
But to us, after our lunch and our lovely conversation and meeting you, we are going to call you Mommy Heart. Beautiful.
Let us overlook the nights of our distress.
Oh, for the home we've left behind.
Thank you.
All right. It's a beautiful poem. I love the concept of the Milky Way. The trillion stars light up the night. It's just beautiful.
Little surfer, little one, made my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you, surfer girl? Off the Florida Keys, there's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drinks melting in your hand, and we'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Way down in Kokomo, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo?
We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. I'm gonna keep well, my vegetables cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. Table vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Appreciated your company today for Supreme Master Television's rebroadcast of the Greenest Heroes Gala. Please join us Wednesday, March 9th for part 5 of our showcase on multicultural artistic talent. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. May all God's creations be cherished, respected and protected.
Information concerning the scientific evidence of climate change and its solution is in Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. Freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org.
For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/greenestheroesgala.